Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and personally relevant topics in the whole specification: further study, future ambitions, and the world of work. Whether you're thinking about your own future right now, or just want to smash those marks in the exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the essential vocabulary, the key grammar structures, exam tips, common mistakes to avoid, and finish with a quickfire recall quiz. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with why this topic matters so much. In your GCSE Chinese exam, this theme appears across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. That means the vocabulary and grammar you learn here will come up again and again. Examiners are looking for candidates who can talk confidently about their future plans, justify their opinions, and use a range of tenses. So this is genuinely one of the highest value topics to revise. Now, let's build your vocabulary toolkit. I'm going to give you the most important words and phrases grouped into themes. Listen carefully and try to repeat each one after me. First up, education and further study. The word for university is 大学, 大学. College or institute is 学院, 学院. To study is 学习, 学习. An exam is 考试, 考试. A scholarship is 奖学金, 奖学金. A subject is 科目, 科目. And to graduate is 毕业, 毕业. Now for work and career vocabulary. Work or job is 工作, 工作. Career or profession is 职业, 职业. A salary or wage is 工资, 工资. Training is 进修, 进修. An internship or work experience is 实习, 实习. An application is 申请, 申请. And an interview is 面试, 面试. For volunteering and community, you need volunteer is 志愿者, 志愿者. To help is 帮助, 帮助. Community is 社区, 社区. And charity or public benefit is 公益, 公益. Now for some higher tier vocabulary that will really impress the examiner. Ambition is 抱负, 抱负. Responsibility is 责任, 责任. To achieve or accomplish is 实现, 实现. Opportunity is 机会, 机会. And to develop or improve is 发展, 发展. If you can use these words naturally in your writing and speaking, you are already in the higher mark bands. Now let's move on to grammar, and this is where candidates really earn their marks. The most important structure for this topic is 想 plus a verb, which means want to. The pattern is simply subject, 想, then your verb or verb phrase. So 我想上大学 means I want to go to university. 我想当医生 means I want to be a doctor. 我想找一份好工作 means I want to find a good job. Notice how simple this is. You just put 想 before whatever you want to do. This is your go-to structure for expressing wishes and desires. The second key structure is 打算 plus a verb, meaning plan to. This is slightly more formal and shows deliberate intention. 我打算学习中文 means I plan to study Chinese. 我打算申请奖学金 means I plan to apply for a scholarship. Examiners love this structure because it shows you can express future plans with nuance. The third structure you absolutely must know is using future time words. 将来 means in the future. 以后 means after this or later. 未来 means the future as a noun. So you can say 将来我想成为一名工程师. In the future, I want to become an engineer. Or 毕业以后我打算找工作. After graduating, I plan to find a job. These time expressions are what move your language from present tense into future tense, and using three tenses is one of the key requirements for the higher mark bands.
also quickly cover the past tense, because examiners want to see you use it. The main past tense marker in Mandarin is le, placed after the verb. So, 我学了三年中文 means I have studied Chinese for 3 years. 我参加了志愿者活动 means I took part in a volunteering activity. Using le correctly shows grammatical range and earns you marks for accuracy. Now let's talk about expressing opinions, because this is absolutely critical for both speaking and writing. You need to be able to give an opinion and justify it. Here are your key opinion phrases. 我认为 means I think or I believe. 我觉得 means I feel or I reckon. 在我看来 means in my opinion. 我同意 means I agree. 我不同意 means I disagree. And to justify your opinion, use 因为, because. For example, 我认为上大学很重要，因为可以学到更多知识. That means, I think going to university is very important, because you can learn more knowledge. That sentence alone covers opinion, justification, and a complex structure. That's exactly what examiners are looking for.
Now let's get into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. These tips could be the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7. Exam tip number 1. Cover all the bullet points in your writing tasks. This sounds obvious, but it is the single most common reason candidates lose marks. If the task says, write about your future plans, your reasons, and your past experiences, you must address all three. Examiners are instructed to award marks only for content that is present. Missing a bullet point can cost you an entire mark band. Exam tip number 2. Use 3 tenses. At higher tier, you must demonstrate past, present, and future. A simple way to do this is start with a past experience. 我以前学过. I previously studied. Then give your current situation. 现在我正在. Currently, I am. Then state your future plans. 将来我打算. In the future, I plan to. 3 tenses, 3 sentences, job done. Exam tip number 3. Use the 12-minute preparation time for speaking tasks wisely. You are allowed to make notes, but you must not write out full sentences. Instead, jot down key vocabulary, opinion phrases, and time expressions. Think about which tenses you'll use and prepare a justification for each opinion. Students who use this time well consistently outperform those who don't. Exam tip number 4. Match your register to the task. If you're writing a formal letter of application, use formal language, 您 instead of 你, and polite structures like 请问 and 非常感谢. If you're writing a blog post or a message to a friend, you can be more informal. Getting the register wrong is a surprisingly common mistake that costs marks. Exam tip number 5. Clarity matters more than perfection. If a character error makes your meaning unclear, that will cost you marks. But if you write a character slightly incorrectly but the meaning is still clear, examiners will generally give you the benefit of the doubt. Focus on communicating your message clearly above all else. Now, let's talk about the most common mistakes I see in the exam room. Mistake 1, mother tongue interference. This means writing Chinese sentences in English word order. In Mandarin, time expressions usually come early in the sentence, before the verb. So instead of saying, I want to go to university in the future, in English word order, in Chinese you would say, 将来我想上大学. In the future, I want to go to university. The time word comes first. Practice this pattern until it feels natural. Mistake 2, using only the present tense. Students who only write in the present tense cannot access the higher mark bands, no matter how good their vocabulary is. You must use past, present, and future. Make it a habit. Every piece of writing should have all three. Mistake 3, giving one-word answers in speaking. If the examiner asks, 你将来想做什么工作? What job do you want to do in the future? Don't just say, 医生, doctor. Instead, say, 我将来想当一名医生，因为我认为帮助别人非常重要，而且我对科学很感兴趣. That means, in the future, I want to be a doctor, because I think helping others is very important, and I'm very interested in science. That's an opinion, a justification, and a reason, all in one sentence. Right, it's time for the quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready?
Question 1. How do you say I want to go to university in Chinese? The answer is 我想上大学。Question 2. What does 打算 mean and how do you use it? 打算 means plan to and you put it before a verb. For example, 我打算找工作。I plan to find a job. Question 3. Name 2 future time expressions in Chinese. 将来 in the future and 以后 after this or later. Question 4. How do you express an opinion and justify it in one sentence? Use 我认为 or 我觉得, then your opinion, then 因为, then your reason. For example, 我认为工作很重要,因为我需要赚钱。Question 5. What is the past tense marker in Mandarin? And give an example. The past tense marker is 了. For example, 我学了中文三年。I have studied Chinese for 3 years. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant! You're in great shape. If you struggled with any of them, go back and review that section. The key is active recall, testing yourself rather than just rereading your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Number 1, this topic covers further study, work, volunteering, and future ambitions, and it appears across all 4 exam skills. Number 2, your essential vocabulary includes 大学、工作、就业、志愿者、学习、面试、and 奖学金。Number 3, your key grammar structures are 想 plus verb for want to, 打算 plus verb for plan to, and future time words like 将来 and 以后。Number 4, always use 3 tenses, past with 了, present and future. Number 5, always give opinions using 我认为 or 我觉得, and always justify them with 因为. And number 6, in writing tasks, cover every bullet point, match your register and prioritize clarity. You've got this. This topic is one where preparation really pays off, and you've just taken a huge step by listening to this podcast. Keep practicing, keep testing yourself, and remember, every Chinese character you learn is one more tool in your exam toolkit. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. 加油! Keep going! You can do it!